This is a Thrive episode, ongoing professional development for print and packaging teams. And now we'll move into today's session.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another America's Print Association Network Marketing Brief. So what I really want you to think about when it comes to marketing, the truth is that many printing companies in America do not have marketing departments. My experience after 32 years in the printing industry is printing companies run really lean. And what that means is typically most of our headcount goes to folks on the manufacturing side that are doing the work and all the people that make it happen, the CSRs, the estimators, the salespeople, and everybody has a super important role to play when it comes to keeping it going. But unless you're really big, a lot of companies don't have marketing. But what I want you to think about as I go through this presentation is there's an argument to be made that everybody is marketing, right? Everything about what you do, how you talk to the customers, how you talk about what you do is marketing. The people at your organization who have the most ammunition, the most stories, the most access are everyone who's customer facing, right? So that's your CSRs, your estimators, your salespeople, ownership, leadership, maybe even anybody on the manufacturing side that talks to customers. So I want to break this down and make this accessible and make it simple so that you understand that there is a way to create messaging and presence and engagement in the world of 2026 that does not require you to add headcount. It is going to change. It's going to require mindset, and it's going to require tiny little changes to how we do things. But this is what I want you to realize, remember, and believe and embrace. And that is that 70 to 80% of the buying decision happens before anyone talks to anybody at your company today. And what that means is your website has to be awesome. Your website has to speak to Gen Z and millennials and Gen X and the baby boom generation in a way that makes it easy for them to understand who you are and what you serve. So before we even start talking about this, take a close, honest look at your website. Is it covered in big iron? Is it I, me, my? If it's not telling people stories and helping people understand why print, not how print, but why print, we need to do some work. We really need to look at our social media. We really need to look at the stories that we're telling and the things that we're putting on social media and ask ourselves, is this helping our constituency, our audience, our community understand who we are, what we do, and why? And finally, the third element there is a really effective sales process. But this is not a sales brief. This is a marketing brief. So what we're going to talk about today is, what does it mean to be a no marketer marketing? Where's my slide? There it is. Sorry. So if you are one of those companies out there that does not have a marketing person, again, I'll say it again. Marketing is everyone's job. We need to shift away from the thought that we need sophisticated campaigns and all this complexity that you see others doing in marketing that are big, you know, million, billion dollar brands, and realize that this is about consistency. It is about creating messaging and engagement that is consistent. So this is a process that you will take away today that you should be able to delegate to a CSR, delegate to a salesperson. A salesperson, quite frankly, should be doing these things already, but if they're not, this will give them a roadmap for how to do this. And we're talking about minutes a day, my friends. This is not something that a person has to spend half their day. These are small, regular touches that we are doing with existing customers. And then with regard to social media, hopefully we're doing that on a regular basis with the messaging and the stories that we're telling. And we can be reaching people other than just our customers. When we're doing social media, we're hopefully cultivating followers of people that are not yet customers. They could be customers. Eventually, they will be customers. But for now, you are messaging to a broad audience about why print is a crucial part of the marketing supply chain, what problems print solves, the supremacy of direct mail as a communication channel in a quiet mailbox, right? These are the kinds of things we want to be talking about. And I do want to say too, for those of you that are here live, we will keep this going afterwards if anybody has any questions or anything that they want to talk about. So, a really simple hack when it comes to asking yourself the question, well, what the heck do I tell my CSRs to talk about? What the heck do I tell my salespeople to talk about? If I'm going to delegate this to people, what should I be telling them? The simple place to start is you start with one theme per week, right? So, it could be this week we are talking about customer success stories, and this was a project we did for this customer. This was their problem. This was our solution, and this was the result. It's a little teeny tiny fairy tale about how you helped someone with print. So maybe the theme of the week is sharing customer success stories with permission, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. It could be that you are featuring a new piece of equipment this week. And so you're going to talk about the installation and the implementation and all the new things that you can offer because of this new piece of equipment. That one new piece of equipment or new service that you're providing could give you a week's worth of content from both curating and sharing content from elsewhere, maybe from the manufacturer of the piece of equipment that you bought. Or a different kind of success story, but then you get to bring your customers and prospects along on that journey with you. So think of it this way, break it down. One post, the post gets delegated to one person. You're going to ask that CSR to make that post. One follow-up, you're going to ask someone else to make sure that they're keeping their eyes on that post. Is it getting engagement? Is it getting likes? Is it getting comments? And then one share. You're going to ask one of your salespeople to find a cool piece of content that kind of stays within that theme, and they're going to share out somebody else's content. Social media can be nothing but sharing other folks' content. Your paper vendors, your software vendors, your associations, the American Marketing Association, the Postal Service, Trish Witkowski, who does this, did for a very long time, the super cool fold of the week. There is a bottomless, endless supply of relevant, exciting, fun content out there for you to share. So that's the crawl of it, right? Sharing other content. Then we might go to creating an original piece of content. This could also be a checklist. Five things to look at on your file before you send it to make sure that you're getting the optimum output. Five cool examples of direct mail that increased response, right? So these tactical things that you're sharing that your community can use. It might be photos of examples of projects or photos of a candid photo of something that's going on in the shop at the time. It could be the day in the life of a pressman. It could be videos of the equipment running. You would be shocked at what people like. And I'm going to tell you something else. The personal stories are what tug at the heartstrings. The personal things that you pepper in with the other things that you're doing get incredible engagement. If you bring in a Boy Scout troop to learn about paper and pulp and get their badge for that, people will love it. If you and your staff volunteer at an animal shelter on the weekends, tell that story. People want to hear it. Absolutely. This is one of the most fundamental things that printers, in many cases, all due respect to you, if you do, mwah, chef's kiss, perfect. Use print to sell print. I remember multiple of my bosses when I would go to them and say, I need better marketing materials. I want this when I was selling printing. And you know what they would say to me? Kelly, the cobbler's kids go barefoot. And if you're listening to this later and you know what that means, it means we produce beautiful, award-winning, effective, astonishingly gorgeous print for other companies, and we don't do it for ourselves. This is the day that that stops. We should be mailing something every month, a postcard, a trifold, a thank you note, whatever it is, we can commit to using print to sell print. There is a phenomenal owner of a franchise print shop in San Antonio, Texas, that knows the anniversary of every single one of his customers. So, guess what he does? Bob, you've been with me for 7 years. Happy anniversary. I treasure our partnership. Right? These are things that we can do. You can use print to invite people into your shop for a tour or a seminar on something to do with printing, right? Look at these cool mail formats. Look at these new things that people are doing with regard to interactive print, like QR codes and NFC technology. Did you know we can print on scented paper now? Right? These are the things that we can be using to sell print by using it ourselves. We want to make sure that those marketing fundamentals are there, though, right? It's got to have a clear call to action, good design, and be targeted at the right people. And we'll talk about resurrection in a bit, but you already have a really good list of people who are doing business with you, your salespeople's pipelines, and customers that have left you or have not used you in a while, right? We're celebrating anniversaries. And this is important. We are sharing the results with the team. We're going back to those CSRs and those salespeople and going, did you see how many likes that post got? Look, 6 months from now, when that new customer comes in, you can point to all of this activity that you're doing and say, it is worth it. It is worth it. So we do want to involve the whole team here. We want to assign roles to people. Again, we have got one person on the team who gathers all the stories. We've got one person who does the posting and one person who tracks the results. It's a team effort. We're getting everybody involved. The CSRs are the ones who have the closest and most direct pipeline to the customers. They know the stories. They can get the permission because it is flattering to be asked, can I share this? If they say no, they say no. But a lot of the times they want to help and they're going to say, absolutely, go ahead. Right? A lot of these projects that you're doing are going out into the world anyway. They're not a secret or anything like that. So we really want to internally recognize these contributions and give kudos to those folks who are doing this work. And they need to know that what they're doing is working, that they are a part of growing the business. And that is so very important. So finally, we really, in a world where we are concerned about being too salesy, right? Being too I, me, my, we might have some reluctance to engage in that way, but we really do want to know, want to make sure that you understand that anything that you're doing marketing-wise, improving your website, increasing your social media activity and exposure is really about keeping your customers and prospects close to you and feeling good about you. They are saying, I like that company because they always teach me something, or they talk to me, or they make me laugh, or they make me feel something. So we really want to use short updates. We want to use behind the scenes footage, things like that, to really tell those stories and stay visible, stay in front of them in ways that feel generous and expansive because the intention is to educate and entertain and engage. The sales come later. Okay. I want to talk for a minute about resurrection because you are all sitting on a list of companies who at one time liked you and trusted you enough to order from you. And it's time to get them back. You've seen this done in catalogs in the past, the We Miss You campaigns. This is something that you can assign to a CSR to work on. Bringing these folks back into the fold. Where did you go? We miss you. We want you back. You can use that telling new stories about what's new and re-engaging people that used to be in your ecosystem, used to be with you, telling them you want them back. Imagine in your own life, maybe you shopped at one store and you stopped. When somebody is like, where did you go? It makes you feel good. It makes you feel important. This is the kind of feeling we want those companies to have. And it's also just a great way to keep your list clean and up to date. Some of those companies might be out of business. Some of those companies might have merged. And we see a lot of movement right now. There's a lot of announcements about people moving from one company to another. Following a happy customer to their new location is crucial. And we can use LinkedIn to do that. So, finally, I really want to put a bid in for using a CRM to track this, right? Some sort of simple mechanism to be able to see who's opening those emails, who's clicking on those links, who's engaging with us on social media. Because when we see enough of that activity, Then it can be delegated to a salesperson, or if you're a selling owner, that can be a signal to you, I better go call that person. I better go visit that company. They've been engaging with our content a lot. Now is the time. Now is the time to get back in there and engage with them and talk with them about how you can be of service. Because everything we're talking about, every story, every piece of content that we share is all in the name of bringing people closer to us, increasing trust, and reminding people that print is a crucial part of the marketing supply chain. We are proud of it. We believe in it. And when we talk about it openly and enthusiastically, people are drawn to it. So remember, print is a crucial part of the marketing supply chain. We want to share information that is relevant and educational. We want to engage people and we want to entertain people. So this hopefully has given you a roadmap for some simple, small, tiny little ways that we can amp up our marketing with existing staff that is going to have fun with it and that is going to move the needle for you in terms of how you are engaging with your audiences. So this is me. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Kelly Malazzi. I've been doing these briefs for a little over a year. Actually, it's a year and a half now, so I forget that not everybody knows who I am. I've been working in the printing industry for 32 years. I do a lot of speaking and content and things like that. My areas of expertise are sales and marketing and company culture, but this is how you can get in touch with me or find me on LinkedIn. I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody and end the recording.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.